I'm a registered pharmacist, and I graduated in 1956. In 1956, the School of Pharmacy was very small. There were actually quite a few people in my graduating class, but they were all males. Very few women were going in. It was a unique situation. I had a permanent position as a registered pharmacist here in Casper, and we were working 12, 13-hour days with no breaks. And so when I was home, we had to depend a lot on the babysitter being there from early morning until it was your bedtime. And on holidays, we're in a special problem. Why don't you tell about inspections?
Oh, my goodness. For three summers, what I remember is being the summer before my fourth grade, fifth grade, and sixth grade years, you would take and divide the state up into fourths, and we would run out inspection times. And you were very thoughtful. I remember staying at a hotel that had a swimming pool, if that was possible, and organizing your trip so that we would have inspections up until about 5 o'clock, and then we would, then you were on mom time, and so we would do dinner and pool, and then you would set us up for the morning while you would do your few inspections, come back and check us out, and if we were going to move to another town, then we would, sometimes we'd have to spend the afternoon at the local park.
Sometimes you'd have to sit in the car and wait.
Yeah, that's true. And we'd have to be good. I remember, unfortunately, being in Rollins one time. And you were able to see Alan and I across the street because you would park if you could so that your line of sight included us. And we had gotten into a tiff. And it was hot. And we were anxious to move on. But you came storming out of the drugstore, Rollins, Wyoming, on a warm summer day, and you didn't need to touch us. We knew we were in so much trouble that we straightened up. I think you put one of us in the front seat and one in the back seat. But the good news was you were done in about 20 minutes after that, too. So, and I also remember that Alan and I had our system of ranking. You know, is this a talker? Is this going to be quick? Do they have a soda fountain?
Well, I wanted to insert that because that was hard for you. And as you and Alan got older, it was harder and harder. I worked alone for about 5 years. And with the increase in drug use and the problems and the amount of inspections, we started interviewing and actually hired an inspector. And personnel, with all of his responsibilities, came back and said we should offer him a salary approximately $10,000 more than I was currently making, and I was responsible for him, and he would not have the obligations and the duties and the responsibilities I would. And I saw the salary. I was a little upset, and so asked, why should he be earning $10,000 approximately more a year than I am? I'm his supervisor. I'm responsible for everything he does. And the assistant attorney general said, well, because he's a man and he has to support family. I'm thinking, I've been supporting a family since 1963, and I don't understand why this should be happening. And I had been attending meetings at the national level, and at that time the national board was composed of 5 officers, and then there were 5 executive committee members. There had never been a woman on the position, even though this national board was first started in 1904. And I got it into my head as the first woman executive director of a board of pharmacy, which I was, that I should be the first woman on the national board, and started campaigning. And campaigned for a couple of years before I made the national board, but I was the first woman to be elected to a position on the executive committee, which was kind of proud. I was kind of proud. There wasn't another woman to run for office at the national level for another 11 years. When I was first elected to a position as the first woman on the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, a colleague from Illinois, a black male Board of Pharmacy member, asked, "So how does it feel to be a minority?" When I retired 15 years ago, the man who was hired as my replacement was paid approximately $20,000 more per annum than I was currently being paid after 31 and a half years.